This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient David Soler, Medical Records 127781, date of birth 8/3/1977, referring physician Dr. Giovanni Hernandez, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure October 19, 2022, indications, history of ulcerative colitis, family history of colon cancer, blood in the stool, post-op diagnosis, impression one, moderate colitis from the rectum all the way to the distal transverse colon. Number two, terminal ileitis, paragraph, deform insertion, terminal ileum, complications non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia, care, paragraph, open procedures, per colonoscopy, template, terminal ileum, also examined, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage, period, motor proctitis present, biopsy taking, period, sigma descending colon, moderate colitis present, biopsy taking from sigma descending colon, period, spleen flexure, distal transverse colon, moderate colitis present, period, biopsy taking from distal transverse colon, period, from the mid transverse colon, and the rest of the transverse colon appeared normal, period, paragraph, hepatic flexure, ascending colon, cecum appeared normal, period. In terminal ileum, there's erythema, erosions, and superficial hemorrhage, ulcerations, period. This is consistent with moderate ileitis, multiple biopsies taken, period, paragraph. Recommendations one, for pathology reports. Number two, continue mesalamine suppositories. Number three, we start a patient on pentaza, period. Number four, patient will need a CT enterography for evaluation of the rest of the small intestine, period. Further recommendations will be based on pathology reports and finding of the CT enterography, period. Patient may need biologics, period, end of dictation.